Hello and good afternoon, Roaring Fork Valley. This is Diane with Senior Matters. Diane Johnson, your host of Senior Matters, because seniors matter. Senior Matters is a nonprofit organization whose mission is to foster diverse educational and social programs for seniors of all ages. Senior Matters collaborates with agencies, organizations, and services to bring a wide variety of happenings of interest to our community. Our sponsored programs and activities include Tai Chi, Art, Bridge. We have an Alzheimer's support group. And on that note with Alzheimer's, let me do just a brief mention of something. On the Roaring Fork Brain Train, which we sponsored over the past year and a half, they are now branching away and are providing to the public brain power and six-week memory program classes. That's for us. That's for we seniors. You know, how many times have we got around and wondered, what was I going to do? Oh, I forgot. Where did I put it? Well, those little things are every day. But to learn more about how to keep our brain healthy, Brain Power will be starting a new program in January. It's a six-week program. I'll bring more information to you as it comes forth to us. I will only be too happy. We seniors do have a lot of stuff in that wonderful, incredible brain that we have. Speaking of brain, the big controlling factor in this incredible body that we have, a body that endures the beauty of this incredible world, endures pain, but enjoys the beauty of our incredible world. And we are now just slipping into the quiet, soft end of fall and stepping into winter. And with coming in of winter, we come into the thoughts of, whoops, aches, pains, the old body. I won't be able to move around like I did during the summer. And I won't be able to have as much fun and exercise like I used to. Well, balderdash. We can do whatever we set our minds to. And a lot of it has to do with how good we feel, our health, and our wellness attitude. And we're going to be talking about that. But we're going to be talking about it in different ways. And with me today is my guest, John Lee. He's from Sopris Health and Wellness. He is also owner of
Providence Apothecary.
Thank you, John. Providence Apothecary in Glenwood Springs. We're going to be talking about CBDs. And that is the word that I have a problem saying. So let's see if I can do it now, John. Cannabinoids. Did I do that one?
That was great.
Okay. All right. So we're going to be talking about cannabinoids and what's in your medicine cabinet and how are you treating the pains of your body and how are you feeling today? So, John, welcome.
Thank you. It is entirely my pleasure to be here today.
Well, it's my pleasure to have you here because I want to talk a little bit about this also. But a little briefer on you. You are partnered with Brian Ward, founder of Sopris Health and Wellness, and you are producing and providing CBD-formulated products. For myself, what I learned about you, you started your career as a geologist and you hold an MS in geoscience and you have an analytical background and it's well suited for your demands of medicine and you're also involved in marketing. But here's what I like knowing about you. You enjoy climbing, rafting, fly fishing, backcountry skiing, and all other manner of mountain sport. Would you say life is good?
Life couldn't be better than it is here in Colorado.
Where did you come from?
You know, I moved around several times. I actually grew up in Texas. I spent some time in Kansas. I spent a little time in Europe. And then once I got to Colorado, that was it.
That was it, huh? Same here. I've got this. I don't have all that go around that you did, but once I got here, I am here. I met Brian Ward, your partner, at a chamber mixer last month. And when I was introduced to him, when I found out what his business was, Sofra's Health and Wellness, I thought, what? We've got to talk about this. And Brian was supposed to be here today, and in his stead, you are here. So, John, we're going to be talking about CBDs. Can you tell me what is CBDs or what are CBDs?
Yes. So CBD is a lot of things. One of the things it is today is widely misunderstood, which is one of the reasons I'm so happy to be here today with you to answer some questions and maybe resolve some misconceptions that exist out there. But on a physical level, CBD is a member of the cannabinoid family. Basically, I mean, there's a large group of chemicals called cannabinoids, and CBD is just a player. It's a member in that family. Now, hemp is full of CBDs. It's actually got over 60 varieties of different cannabinoids in it, one of those being CBD. But you might be surprised to know it's not the only plant out there that has cannabinoids in it. These actually exist in a variety of different plants in the animal and or in the plant kingdom, rather. But today we'll just stick to talking about hemp and CBD and how it might help you.
Okay. Funny thing, when you say hemp, I automatically think of, oh, hemp, that's used to make rope. You know, that's a hard, fibrous foliage that makes ropes. And you're telling me hemp has CBDs in it? That kind of hemp plant has CBDs in it?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So hemp can be admired on a lot of different levels. I mean, you have to keep in mind, the use of hemp goes back over 2,000 years. And its first uses were actually because of its fiber content. It's got one of the longest fiber structures found in the plant kingdom. So it's just great for a whole variety of uses, from building materials to clothing. And that's really how it was first utilized. Now, after that, its medicinal efficacy started to be recognized, and we're still talking about hundreds of years ago. But even in the late 1800s, the U.S. Pharmacopoeia, that is the official list of recognized botanical medicines, again, in the late 1800s, recognized hemp as a perfectly valid and valuable addition to the plant medicine world.
Do you know how we used it then, or how we were being treated then with it?
Yes, actually, we use it in exactly the same context that it's being used today. So that use has not changed at all. I mean, the anti-inflammatory, the pain-relieving qualities, it was used for anxiety. It enhances the quality of sleep. It does a variety of things.
Okay.
And those were recognized, again, well over 100 years ago.
Now, we're talking about the CBDs that come from the hemp plant. Let's talk about the CBDs that our body naturally makes.
Yes, that's a good question. Endocannabinoids. So, again, it's worth recognizing that cannabinoids are not just a classification of chemicals that come out of plants. Your body actually produces a variety of cannabinoids. One of those cannabinoids is what's responsible for that it's called the runner's high. It's that euphoric feeling that you get after a good exercise. And again, there's several other endocannabinoids that are produced, you know, in your body and utilized by your body. CBD is simply a phytocannabinoid. That is it's a cannabinoid, so it's still in this chemical family, but it's produced in a plant. And we simply borrow and utilize those chemicals when we use botanical medicines like CBD.
And that's the way the pharmacopoeia has worked for hundreds of years. Most of our medications are out of our plants.
That's right. Up to 70% of pharmaceuticals are based on plant chemicals.
Yeah. Are you becoming aware of, or do you know of people who are using CBDs that have chosen to use a CBD instead of some other pain medication source.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's one of the real utilities of CBD. And there's really two levels that are worth discussing here. So CBD on its own has a remarkably wide breadth of activity in the body. And we named some of those earlier. It's a great anti-inflammatory. It helps with pain. It helps manage stress. It does a variety of things on its own. But one of the other beautiful aspects that's not really, I think, fully recognized out there is that CBD actually enhances the effect of a lot of other medications. Opioids are a perfect example. Although CBD does have some pain-relieving quality on its own, there were some recent studies done that actually showed that CBD actually enhances the efficacy or the potency of opioids. Now, how wonderful is that if you can combine CBD with an opiate and reduce the dosage that you're taking or reduce the time that you have to take it?
I hear that. And because of the two collaborating with each other, those two chemicals, because I was on opioids after having two back surgeries last year, and I know what that was like being on there, and I know it was much needed, took away the pain. Well, almost. The pain was still there. If I was unconscious, I didn't feel it. But I do know that it worked. But I do know that as time was going on and I was still on it, I wanted off. I wanted to go back down. So my medical team, while I was still lying on my back in the bed and being taken care of by a good professional nursing team, I said, I want to come down. Let's find out what you're giving me and let's start backing down. I was afraid.
Yeah, and that would be, in my mind, that's the perfect context of use for something like CBD. When you're using it for pain mitigation, it's not, to be perfectly honest, it's not the most powerful painkiller out there. That's reserved for pharmaceutical grade opioids, right? But it's in exactly those contexts where you're looking to either reduce your dosage overall, or you're looking to phase off of something like an opioid, where CBD really has a lot of utility.
And dear audience, please bear with me talking about myself, but this is what I know. I still use a CBD enhanced salve cream, and I apply it where the pain is being generated, and it works. You know, with the back surgeries and the nerves and everything, if I apply it in the spasm in my thigh within 15 minutes, I'm not in that space anymore with that kind of pain. Going right to the source seems to work for me.
Yeah, so that's one of the modes of use that's great. It does work topically. I'll spare you of the rather complicated physiological actions that CBD undertakes, but you have two sets of receptors in your body. There's CB1 receptors and CB2. And CB2 receptors, which have some anti-inflammatory actions to them, are found throughout the skin. They're all over the body. And so that's what allows you to be able to put on a CBD product like a salve or a lotion or a massage oil, something like that, topically, and have it work in a targeted area. As opposed to taking it internally, it works in a slightly different way. But if you're going for aches and pains, it works great topically.
Let's talk about taking it internally in just a moment. Just letting you know, this is Diane Johnson with Senior Matters, and you're listening on KDNK, the wonderful community station that lets us talk about all kinds of things. My guest is John Lee. We're talking about CBDs. He is a partner at Sopra's Health and Wellness, and that's what we're talking about, our health and wellness with CBDs. So let's go right back where you were. What was my question? I have short-term memory, you know. It's not the THC, it's the CBD.
Internal.
Internal. Thank you. See, that's Luke. Internal. CBDs taken internally. What about the efficacy of it's good for you? This will make your body feel better. How is it working that way?
Right. So there's a few different topics to hit with that question. First, basically how you take it internally, I think, is worth talking about.
Yes.
There's a couple. You'll find a variety. If you're a shopper for CBD products out there, you'll find a variety of options. Probably the most common is just a loose oil. It's called CBD oil. You might see it as like a CBD infused oil. It comes under a variety of titles. But basically, these are usually, although not always, a coconut oil base.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see MCT. That's usually mm-hmm. comes from coconut oil. And they have been heavily infused with preferably all sorts of chemicals out, you know, coming out of the hemp plant, not just CBD, but all sorts of cannabinoids and terpenes and stuff. But they're usually quite concentrated, and you can take those in loose oil form. You'll also find them in gel caps, and increasingly so, you can find CBD products in like edibles, gummies, and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Since I've been taking and using CBDs for over a year now, if I decided to stop use, how would my body react to that? What would happen?
Good question. You should always ask that question when you're talking about long-term use of a medicine or anything therapeutic for that matter. So CBD is quite safe. There was a World Health Organization study published last year, I believe, where they really ran it through the ringer. They were really looking for dependency issues, for toxicity issues. You know, can you take too much of it? Can you take it for too long? And basically, after this multi-year study, the results simply came back and said, this is a really safe thing. There are no dependency issues that we could find. It's not addictive. And you can really take obscene amounts of it, and it doesn't have a lot of toxicity. Not that I'm recommending doing that at all, but you can feel relatively safe taking a CBD product. Now, there are a few contraindications, and of course, you should always talk with your doctor about starting a CBD treatment protocol, but there's a few contraindications to ask about. But other than that, it's quite safe. So to answer your question, if you've been using CBD for a while and you're thinking about discontinuing its use, I don't think you're going to run into any issues with that. Now, if you want to keep your health in mind holistically, and whatever you started taking the CBD for, if you've kind of resolved the issues that gave you that condition to want to take CBD, then yeah, when you discontinue, you should be fine.
Okay. That's a good answer to that. And the strange thing about it is, one, I have been using it to treat bone fractures and surgeries. That's invasive to my body. But here's another issue. We've got people, and I'm beginning to feel this in my joints, arthritis is coming on. For most of us women in my age, we're dealing with osteoporosis or osteopenia, and we've got those concerns about our skeletal structure. But let's talk about, back again, to systemic and topical. Suppose I am using this for the swollen joints in the fingers and the break over my wrist and the arthritic cervical spine. I mean, I've got about five places I use this salve. I find that it's working for me. And for those out there who want to put something on those arthritic joints but don't want to take an aspirin or the however other ways they're treating it, what do you know about how it's affecting those joints that are inflamed?
Right. So it's working, you know, specifically in your health context that you just outlined there, it's working in a few different ways. So CBD has a well-recognized anti-inflammatory action. It basically just inhibits the inflammatory response in the body. And to be perfectly honest, that's probably how I'm seeing most people take it. That's one of the reasons it's working for aches and pains. So yeah, specifically for arthritic joints, anything where there's inflammation it's going to work well in that context. Now, you had also mentioned osteoporosis, mm-hmm. bone fractures and things like that. And this is another, you know, again, a recent study that's starting to show, I believe it's the PPAR receptor, where if it's overstimulated, it causes bone reabsorption. That's why you lose bone density, especially in postmenopausal women. And CBD seems to sort of inhibit that receptor. It quietens down that receptor so that bone reabsorption doesn't happen quite so much.
Okay, so that's at a disadvantage. If you're, I think, if you're saying bone reabsorption is...
You don't want bone reabsorption, and that's what CBD
does. You want bone building.
So CBD is actually, it's great for people with osteoporosis. Yeah, it's good at redensifying bones. And so I just bring that up because you had mentioned you have conditions where you're running bone fractures and you have inflammation of joints and you inevitably got inflammation related with these bone fractures. And CBD is just a great option for you because it's kind of hitting on two fronts. It's helping redensify your bones as well as with the anti-inflammatory capacity that the medicine offers.
Really? Really? Really, I had no idea on that part, and that's a good thing to hear.
And, you know, I think that speaks to one of the larger benefits of CBD. And this, you know, CBD, hemp products are certainly not singular in this, but we find that a lot of botanical medicines, they work in multiple ways, and that's one of the reasons they work so well. And so if you read... You know, just go online and take a look at Google what can CBD do for me. And you're going to run into a nauseatingly long list of possible effects, you know, great effects that it can have. And the truth is, you know, people are natural skeptics when they see such a long list of great effects that this can have on you. But one of the things that's really got me into hemp medicine and CBD is the fact that it does have such a long list of those things that it can do well in the body. And that's because it's chemically complicated. It does so many different things. It interacts with so many different receptors in the body. It does have anti-inflammatory capacity. It does help with pain. It even helps with stress and anxiety and sleep. Among other things, we talked about bone redensification. So I think that's one of the reasons CBD works so well for people is that it works well in a lot of different ways.
I am so delighted that you have stepped in and sat down in the seat that Brian said he would be sitting in. He said you knew about CBDs. Mega more than he does.
Oh, I don't know about that. Brian's pretty good, and he would certainly be here, but he got pulled out of state just a couple of days ago.
So the two of you have come together in a partnership with a product through Sopra's Health and Wellness. Can you please give a contact information for anyone that would like to get in touch with you?
Great. Yeah. So there's a couple of different ways. The website's a great resource. It's got contact information, informs the email address and phone numbers. And that's just www.soprashealthandwellness.com.
Perfect.
Or you can go visit one of the local retail stores that carries the product. Providence Apothecary in Glenwood carries it. Midland Fitness carries it in Glenwood Springs. There's a few places here in Carbondale, like Elevate Dental Wellness, Fahrenheit Body Spa.
Perfect.
And other places that carry the product, and they should be able to answer some questions too.
Well, I say this to listening on the audience. John has answered a lot of questions and clarified those questions with his answers on CBD. It's been my pleasure sitting here talking with you.
Thank you. My pleasure too.
Luke, thank you as always for engineering me. Engineering me? Oh boy, that sounds robotized. Anyone? I love it. Remember, everyone out there, the more you work your mind, the greater the cognitive reserve, and the greater your reserve, the greater your ability to withstand the inevitable challenges of aging. Read, walk, talk, share life, live it up. Life is good. Remember, dance. to the music of KDNK.